Good?
Yeah, recording, good to go.
Okay, fine. All right, so this is going to be my last Musar Shmooze of this month. And with this, I think we're going to conclude our segment on Mashiach, on the mitzvah of awaiting Mashiach. That's going to be the goal. But there is one question that a number of people have asked me that I think we should address before we finish, and that is, what is the times of the Mashiach going to look like in terms of the natural order of life as we know it? Are things going to change dramatically? Those types of questions. It's a discussion, which is really a discussion in many places in Shas. This is what we're about to do. The place in its brachos on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. If you look over here, it says in the first wide line in the Agadah section, Lamed Dalet Beis, I'll read it. Amar of Yochanan, well, Amar of Chia Bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan. Kol ha-Nevim kulam lo nisnav ela lemasi bita letamen. Okay. Okay, we'll read this anyway. This is, I got the wrong place, but we'll continue. All the Nebuahs of the Nevi'im only discuss the blessings of a person who marries his daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Ve'lo'oseh prakmatia le'Talmud Chacham, who does business with a Talmud Chacham. Ve'le'mahane Talmud Chacham in'echasav, and someone who allows a Talmud Chacham to enjoy, this has nothing to do with this year, but we'll read it, allows a Talmud Chacham to use his property. Aval, the Talmidim Chachamim Atzman, but to be a Talmud Chacham, Be'etzem, Ein Lo Rasa, Elokim, Zulascha. Okay? Yasa L'mechakim. No. One second. Yasa L'mechakim. Meaning to say, this Pasuk in Yeshaya, which is the same Pasuk as we're going to learn, is that no Navi saw what's in store for the actual Talmud Chacham himself. That's unseeable. And you'll have to wait to see it, what the brachas will be in the next world. Now, this is what we're starting with. Ve'amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rav Yochanan, kol ha-Nevi'im kulam lo nisnavu ela liyamos ha-Mashiach. All of Nevi'im, all their Nebuahs, which include that there's going to be no more wars, there's going to be no more poverty, no more sick people, the dog, the wolf, and the sheep are going to play together happily, i.e. a whole new world. That's for the Moshiach Mashiach, says Rabbi Yochanan. Aval olam haba, but with regards to the next world, ein lo rasa elokim zulascha. No one saw that. No Navi saw what that's going to look like. Okay? Who pleaded to Shmuel, and this represents a machlokes with Shmuel, who said, "The Amar Shmuel ain bein olam hazel leyimos haMashiach." There's nothing different between the way we live now and the way of Mashiach. Ella shibud malchus bilvad, except for the fact that we will not be subjugated by the goyim, we will not be under their rule. His proof is that you're still going to have poor people in the times of Mashiach. So there's a machlokis between Rav Chiya bar Abba and Shmuel Kepashta, that Shmuel holds the world as we know it's going to be the same, except we're going to be free and independent, completely unfettered by the nations of the world. Okay? Not in their control at all. And Rav Chiya bar Abba, that's Shmuel, and Rav Chiya bar Abba says, no, the whole world's going to be different. All the Nebuahs are talking about that time period of Mashiach, where there's no poverty, and there's no sickness, and everybody's no more death in the world. And all of those Nebuahs are talking about Yemos Mashiach. So you have a machlokas between the two of them. As per the Gemara in Brachos, we also have it in Shabbos, and if you look at the Masorah Shas Sanhedrin, Psachim, Shabbos, Saf, Gimel, Min, Aleph, Kuf, Min, Aleph, Beis. It's all it's many places in Shas, this machlokas. And in some places, it's more elaborated upon. More of a shakla v'tarya. The problem is, of course, verse.
Where in Brachos is it again?
Lamed Dalet Amud Beis in the Twilight, but you'll find it over there and it's everywhere. You'll see a whole list of sources for that. However, the problem with this is the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Perek Ches, Halacha Zayin, right? He says, he paskins over here, like Rechir Bar Abba, in Hilchas Tshuva Perek Ches Halacha Zayin, right? Abal Tovos Chaya Olam Abba Ei Lecha Erech B'dinyon. The next world, you'll never know what Olam HaEmes is really about. V'lo Demua Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im even try to express to us what the next world is going to be like. Shelo Yifatchu Osa B'dinyon. Don't elaborate in your imagination too much. Ushi Yishayahu Omer Ein Lo Ros Elokim Zulascha. No eye, not even the Nevi'im, could envision what's coming. He's going to be the only one who sees it, who knows what's coming. Now at the end, Amr Chachamim, this is Rukhiya Barab and the Rabbi Yochanan, he's called Paskening. Kol Nevi'im Kula Lo Nisnavu Elali Mosa Mashiach. Their Nevuah was hitting Imosa Mashiach. The world's not going to be as what it is now. It's not just Shibud Malchus. The whole world's going to be different. No poor people. Animals are going to change their nature. Everything is going to be different. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, paskening like Rav Chiya Bar Abba. Imosa Mashiach is different. It's not like this world at all. Different reality now. Olam Haba is something we can't even imagine. That's the way the Rambam paskins here. But in Hilchas Malachim, right? Hilchas Malachim Milchamos, Perek Yud Beis, at the end of the Mishnah Torah, towards the end, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis, he paskins like Shmuel. And he says, Amru Chacham, Ein Bein Olam Hazel, Yimosa Mashiach, Ela Shibud Malchias Bilvan. The only thing that's going to change is that the Jews will not have be subservient to the goyim. They'll be independent people. It's a total contradiction. Everybody's talking about this Rambam. All the Mefarshim trying to miyash it. Fine. We'll just take one of the many yeshuvim, but it's the Gra, okay, who has a long piece over here trying to explain things. We'll use him, and this will give us some clarity. And it fits with a lot of things we've already said. So here we go. This is the Gra. He's really printed in the Frankel edition, but I don't know where he's coming from. It's clear the Gra never wrote in the Rambam. He wrote somewhere else in some other book of his, and they pasted it over here. That's clear. So he says like this. He quotes everything we just said. Harambam kasav kitarvayhu. We wrote like both positions, and what's going to be in Mashiach times. The Beperek Ches Mehilchas Tshuva, who we just read, Halacha Zayin, Katav Kol HaNeviim, Lo Nisnavu. All the Neviim didn't see Olam Haba, but the Mos Mashiach, they did see. Ubesov Perek Tes, Pasa Kishmuel. Okay, also in Hilchas Malachim, Hilchas Tshuva, he paskin like Shmuel, not just here. Bechein Behilchas Malachim, Kan, he paskin like Shmuel. So he's a steer in Rambam. Belich Ora, who Tamuah. The Amara Agra, Rabbeinu. Okay, so this is one of the Talmidim who's writing this in the name of the Gra. So see me, the kids. Okay, good. Amara Rabbeinu, Shebe'emes lo pligi. So the Gra is now arguing with the Gemara's rendition that this is a machlokes. First thing. The Gemara says pligi, and he says lo pligi. Okay. According to the Rambam, there's no machlokes. Kamosha kasav la'ayal, so perek aleph the brachos. And here he's now going to go into the Gemara and brachos. We're going to learn interesting bigdukim of how the Gra is learning the Gemara that we're about to do, and his yishu. The Gemara says, Eilu ve'eilu divrei elokim chayim. They're both emes. Also Shmuel's emes, that there's going to be no difference except independence. That's Yimosa Mashiach, and also Rechiya is MS, that Rechiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan, that the world's going to be a whole new world. Ki beis yemos ha-mashiach hei. There are two yemos ha-mashiach. Haynu yemos Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. That's the draw. There's no sphere. So now, v'zit talya b'tuschus. Mashiach ben Yosef is dependent on our merits. He's only going to come if we deserve it, says the Gra. Kamosha Kasa Sanhedrin, Zachu Achishena. If they were meritorious, the Jewish people, Achishena, he's going to speed it up. Achishena, says the Gra, speed it up. The date of the bringing of the Mashiach is talking about Mashiach with Yosef. The Im Zachu, if they were Zocher, Matchil mitchilas elef hachamishi. So now, when does this stop? Now, he's going to explain. Shebe'em, okay, hold on a second. Ki beiz yemos ha-mashiach, okay, right, fine. If there's zoche for Mashiach ben Yosef, that's going to happen, says the Gra, at the beginning of the 5,000 years, of the 5,000, i.e., 4001 is the 5,000 years. You're in the fifth
millennium.
Millennium. You got it. Okay. So, in other words, at the year 4000, we're now in 5780, right? 1780 years ago was the Mashiach ben Yosef was able to start coming because the first 2000 years of creation is told. Second 2,000 years is Torah, and the last 2,000 years are Mashiach years, Mashiach. So from the year 4,000 onward is when Mashiach ben Yosef could have come, B'iyasa, B'achishena, when we speed it up. Okay? That's in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, says the Gra. Beis alafim yemos Mashiach. Ve'az ein bein olam hazali mosa Mashiach ela shibud malchus. That's it. So in other words, during the times of Mashiach ben Yosef, if we're meritorious, the Or HaChaim, by the way, says, who can bring the Mashiach ben Yosef? Only the Beinonim. The Tzadikim will always exist, says the Or HaChaim. I'll find you the source. I don't have it now. It says only the Beinonim are the ones that can bring Mashiach ben Yosef. It's in their hands because Tzadikim are a dime a dozen. They're in every generation. So whether the Beinonim change and become the Tzadikim is it, and the Rishonim are always constant. It's whether the masses can get their act together and change. Okay, that's what's going to develop the Mashiach ben Yosef. So he says, fine, let's continue the growth. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. That's what Shmuel was talking about, that there's no difference between the way we live now and Mashiach, except Shibud Malchus. We're not subservient to the Goyim. Thus is Mashiach ben Yosef. Next, Aval Esav lo yipol biyado. Esav's not going down in Mashiach ben Yosef. He's just not in charge, okay? By the way, so you see, we're not really in Mashiach ben Yosef now. Because Esav is still in charge of us. We don't do anything without Esav. Which you call Trump, Esav. V'az ein beino. Now, when is it going to happen? Avalo yipol biyado. Esav not going down yet to Mashiach. V'achar kach be'elef hashishi. In the 6,000th year, which is now the year 5,000 till the end. Kishiyavo hazman bi'iyata, bi'isa, at the time, meaning to say a delayed time, there's achishena and bi'iyata. Yavo Esav, Esav's going to come, im gogu mago, with gogu mago, al Hashem, ve'al mishicho, he's going to go after the Melech HaMashiach, who was around since Yosef time. That's when everybody goes down to Mashiach ben David. Because Mashiach ben David, no more death in the world. It's over. Death is over. That's Mashiach ben David time, says the Gra. They call Yehuda Nevi'im, and all of what the Nevi'im prophesies, that's when that's going to happen. No more poverty, no more sickness, no more the wolf and the sheep are playing games together, no more wars. V'zeh nikre la'asid lavo. Says the Gro, this is what it means, la'asid lavo. It doesn't mean olam haba. It means the next stage of reality. Not olam hazeh, la'asid lavo. V'zeh yuvan mashikas v'brachos. Now he's going to go to the Gemara brachos. Daf yud beiz amud beiz and yud gimel amud alef. Amalei ben zoma l'chachamim. We say this on Leila Seder. Okay. Part of it. V'chi mazkir in Yitzias Mitzrayim li'imos ha-Mashiach. Do we say Yitzias Mitzrayim during the times of Mashiach? Ben Zoma says that that's not the pshat. Chachamim say it is. So here it is. Amalei lo she'te'aker Yitzias Mitzrayim b'mkoma. Not that Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be uprooted completely at the times of Mashiach. It's not going to be uprooted. Ella she'tiyeh shibud malchus ikar. Rather, the second geula, when we're out of the ruling of the goyim of the shibud malchus, that's going to be the ikar, and Yitzias Mitzrayim is going to be tafel. So Yitzias Mitzrayim is still hanging around. So you can still say, you can still have in mind Yitzias Mitzrayim. You say the paragraph of Kriya Shema. Okay. V'chein hu omer, another, this is the Gemara. Al tizkru rishonos, don't remember the rishonos, v'kadmonios al tizbonenu. And the kadmonios, which is before the rishonos, it's earlier than the rishonos, don't contemplate. Al tizkru rishonos, don't remember the rishon, says shibud malchus. When you have shibud malchus, meaning to say the ga'ula from the shibud, the kadmonios al tizbonenu, that's Yitzias Mitzrayim. So we have the coming out of the malchus, and we have the coming out of Mitzrayim. So here it is. Hineni ose chadasha ata. Now, this is the pasuk in the Gemara. This is the shach v'tar in the Gemara brachos. I'm going to do something brand new. Titzmach, Tani Rebichia, Rebbe Yosef, Zumichem is Gogu Mago. Mashal Lamad Abar Dome. This is the Gemara. La Adam Shaim Ahalech Bederech. A guy who's walking in the road. Upaga Mozev. And a wolf attacks him. Beneath Tomi Menu. And he gets saved. I am a Safir Baholech Maise Zev. He's talking to everybody about this incredible story about being saved from the wolf. Pagavari. Then he gets attacked by, he must be in the Kruger, okay? And now all of a sudden he gets attacked by a lion. Benito Mimeno. And he is saved. And he's talking about the lion episode that he saw in the Kruger, killed. Pagavo Nachash. Now a snake comes. Nitzomimeno. He's saved from him. Shachach maise shnehem. He forgets this guy when he gets saved from the snake. He forgets about the fact that he was saved from the wolf. And he also forgets the fact that he was saved by the lion. V'ayim esaper v'holech maise nachash. Now that's the mashal of the Gemara. Av kach Yisrael. So to Yisrael. Saros, acheros, mishkachachos, es harishonos. This later suffering, later tsaros, and the salvation makes you forget what happened before. Now, that's the end of the Gemara. Now the Gro starts attacking the Gemara. Very medaknik. Kfartsav hu kamai. Everybody's screaming about this Gemara. The Kamaya Agadazu. Everybody's yelling about this Gemara, all the problems. The Ha Amar Mikodem. In the beginning of the Gemara, if you were paying attention, it says, Lo Shitaker Yitzias Mitzrayim in Koma. It didn't say that the Yitzias is going to be uprooted. Ella, it's going to be Tafel. It's going to be Tafel, and the Iker is going to be the Geula of the Shibud Malchus. But says the Gro, but it says here that afterwards it's mashma that it's going to be forgotten completely. It's his Mitzrayim. When the wolf and the snake comes, you forget everything, right? Behold, the Benitzo Minahari, when the guy in the Kruger got saved from the lion, it didn't say in the Gemara, Lo Amar Shachach Maisa Zev. It didn't say he forgot the fact that he was saved from the wolf. It just said he was talking about the fact that he was saved by the lion. It didn't say he forgot. When did it say that he's going to forget? With the snake, he forgot Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what? He didn't forget exactly after the wolf. He didn't forget the wolf after the lion. He was still remembering the lion. So what's going on? Is it the Iker? Is it Tafel? Has anyone forgotten? Those are the kashas he asks. Raka Perush Hu Kanal, says the girl. I'm going to be Yashiv that Sakshak with Italian. The Maisi Shapir Raya Mimasha Kadav Altis Kuru Rishonos. We will not, don't remember the Rishonos. The Zeh Pasukai Bishas Mashiach Ben David. Okay. Achar Mechemes Gogu Mago. You will remember nothing after Mashiach Ben David comes. After he beats up Esav and Gogu Magog and everybody fights Mashiach, that's when everything that happened is forgotten. The Amar Altisk Rishonos, the Kadmonos, Altis Bonanu, Zuyitis Mitzrayim. Mitzias Mitzrayim is the Kadmonios. Coming out of Egypt was the Rishon. That you still remember after the Kadmonios is Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's the earliest. Then comes the Shibud, which is Mashiach ben Yosef. Then those two are the Rishonos. And then at the end is Mashiach ben David. The Halechor Akasha, Lama Amar Kan, Shenishkach Yetzias Mitzrayim. Ha Yetzias Mitzrayim Nishkach Kvar, Bishas Mashiach ben Yosef. Dainu Lachar Shibud Galios. Ella, it's not true. Akorcha de Bishas Shibus Galius, at the time when Mashiach ben Yosef comes, Adain lo nekar Yetzias Mitzrayim. We still didn't forget Yetzias Mitzrayim in Komo, it's not completely. Lekach tzarch lomar, the hashta nishkach legamre. Only after Gogu Magog and Mashiach ben David beats him up, that's when Yetzias Mitzrayim, Shibud Galius, it's all, no one remembers a thing. The hashta nami maisi shapi me'amashal le'adam shaya mahalech v'derech u'pago gozev v'nitzo mishum dezev, the wolf, mirames agalus Mitzrayim. He's the first one, Mitzrayim. The Ari, the wolf, the lion, mirames shibud galius, when we come out of the shibud. V'zeh shekasov haya mesaper maisa Ari. When he's talking about the ingathering, he didn't forget Yetzias Mitzrayim yet. Just talking about the ingathering, the lion. Everything gets forgotten. That is the Groh. Okay? To Miyashe, the two Rambams, many people argue. But I don't really care. The truth of the matter is.
Oh, what's the Nafkamin?
Yeah, what I'm gonna. What's that?
Yeah, what? What's the Nafkamina?
What do you mean? What's the Nafkamina? There's a Nafkamina. People fight as to what's gonna happen when Mashiach comes. I had it at my Shabbos table recently. You and Tzipora were screaming. You were holding Shmuel, and she was holding Rav Chiya Bar Abba. That was a fight at my table. Now we don't have to have a fight. Yeah. Shalom in Yisrael. I don't know about Kriya Shema. Let's ask in Hilchus Mashiach ben David versus Mashiach ben Yosef whether or not we go back to Ben Zoma or the Chachamim, what the halacha is of Kriya Shema and Yemos Mashiach. I'm not going to get into that. But what I do want to do is close with the Rambam after he paskins like Shmuel in Hilchus Malachim. Let's listen to the Rambam with this. We can close this up, this topic. So he writes, "Ein bein olam hazel." I'm in Hilchos Milchemes Melachim and Milchamos Perek Yud Beis Halacha Beis 12:2. He first passes like Shmuel over here. Yirem b'pshutam shel dvarim and nevi'im shebetchilas yimosa Mashiach tiyeh Milchemes Gog u'Magog. In the beginning of Mashiach, you can have the big war. Before the war, Yamod Navi Yisrael, Yashir Yisrael, Lehachi Libam. And right before the big war, Hashem is going to provide us with a Navi who's going to straighten us out and try to get us ready. Shinemar Vahine Anochi Shalech Lachem Esialo Eliyahu Anavi. Eliyahu is going to come and say, get your act together again, last chance. The Eno Ba Lo Litame Atahor, Velo Litahir Atame, Velo Livsol Anashib Shabane Becheskas Kashrus. Eliyahu, that stage, Eliyahu Anavi is not going to resolve all of our suffakes. The Teku, right? Then he's not going to tell us what Shevet we're from. That was another discussion in my table. Where are we from, Abba? That's not going to happen. Who's a mamzer? Who's kosher? Who's not kosher? That's not coming at this stage. That's coming later. The goal of Mashiach at this stage is going, the Navi at this stage is just to bring priests of the world. Okay? Let's make the fathers and the sons love each other. Now, the Yesh Mina Chachamim Sha'omrim are those who say, Shekodim Bias HaMelech Mashiach Yavo Eliyahu. And then there are those who say, not this way. There's a machlokis on what Eliyahu Anavi's function is going to be at this stage that the Rambam is discussing. Bekol Elu Hadvarim. This is what I wanted to talk about. All of these matters, Bekayotze Behem, and everything similar to it, lo yada adam heyu ajiyu. No one's going to really know how it plays out until it happens. Shidvarm stumim hein etzel ha-nevi'im. It is something that is like a riddle. It's unclear from the Nevi'im's prophecies. Gam ha-chachamim ein lehem kabbalah bedvarim elu. Even the chachamim don't have a clear tradition as to what's going to happen. Ella lefi hachra psukim. They're all just learning psukim and trying to darshan the psukim as best they can. These are the Tanaim. He's talking about the Moriah. Lefichach yesh lahem machlokes bedvar meelu. No one has a clear mesora. Val kolpanim ein sidur havayos advar meelu. There's no clear order in how the things are going to play out. Velo dikdiku ikar bedat, and don't try to figure it out. Ula olam lo yid asek adam bedivrei hahagados. Don't spend too much time on all of these matters. Ula yav yarit bedivrei midrashos. Don't start learning and becoming an obsessive compulsive midrash learner of all of these things. Hamurim binyanim elu. Don't do it. Bekayotze bahem. Don't start going nuts. Don't make this your ikar, is when is Mashiach coming. Trying to figure it out, all how it's going to go, is not going to help you in your Avas Hashem, and it's not going to help you in your Yiras Hashem. Don't try to calculate the exact timing. Another gears of Ruchan, they'll die. Those people who try to calculate the time of Mashiach. Shel Mechash Ve'Kitzin. Ela Yechake, you have to await actively, as we learn. V'yamin Bichlal Adavar. You just have to believe and anticipate, await, yearn in the general matter as we have explained. And that really is what we have done up until now. We have just tried to wake up, understand all of the various Gemaras, Rishonim, Midrashim as best we can. We are not going to get into all the details and understand everything. We did the best we could. We understand what is the mitzvah of waiting Mashiach. We understand that according to our Chachamim, previous generations, we are there. All of the simanim are here that Chazal gave us. We're not going to, now someone yelled at me when the Gra said we're 70 years from the Mizmor Letoda. Mizmor, what is it? What is it? Sorry. That we're 5 years late if you say that it's from the state of Israel and this and that. We cannot make these calculations, says the Rambam. It's not good for us to figure out the timing and how it's going to work exactly. We have our Kabbalah, we have the basic things that we know that should just empower us and energize us to know that this is part of our ikar understanding of Emunah, that will help us, as we see the Rambam writes himself, as we started at the beginning of this whole thing with the Rambam, that one of the main Ikarim is to await Mashiach actively, to await him all the time and to believe that he's going to come and that he's not leaving and he didn't leave and he's going to be here and there's going to be Tesa Mason. Those are Ikarim that if we don't believe in them and if we don't actively await, we are in the category of Apikorsim. That's the Avoda. So all we did up until now, the last few months, is just to get us into the headspace that we are not Apikorsim, that we believe and await Mashiach and are hoping and davening and believing that he's coming and he's going to change the world and the incredible gilui of the Shekhinah in the world as to what's going to happen when Mashiach is here. Wow! Right? The gullus of the Shekhinah, that's what we want to focus on now. And we don't want to stop focusing on it. No way. It's going to continue to be our main focus. The problem that is when you get into too much detail, too much specific, trying to understand exactly how it's going to be, you're going to go nuts and you're off the derech, says the Rambam. Okay, so with this Rambam and this Groh, I think we can all await and hope that we, the Beinonim, will be able to bring the Mashiach ben Yosef quickly and Mashiach ben David quickly. If you look around, don't look around, as I've been saying every day, don't look around in the news, but it definitely looks as though Esav is coming. Esav is going to come and he's going to fall in the hands of Mashiach ben David. It's going to happen. And we just have to wait and daven that it happens and all of Israel is saved. That's what we want. So with that, I wish everybody a good Bein Hazmanim and a safe Bein Hazmanim. Try your best to, can't even say go on vacation because there's nowhere to go, but maybe try to walk around your house more than you normally have. Don't go outside if you don't have to. Stay home, learn. Have cocktails with your family, talking on the roof, rent your roof, whatever you want to do. Hashem should bless us with Shmira, and that next month we start back up again in a whole new world. Beis Hashem.
Amen. Thank you.